This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
USDA's latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report expects no big changes in milk prices. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer.
A little bit of a decline in out-year milk prices, so we're getting pretty flat on milk prices this year into next at $17.80, rising only a dime to $17.90 in 2018.
The latest report raised the milk production forecast because of a rapid growth in milk per cow. Meanwhile, the report says fat basis imports were raised because of the strength in butter imports.
The normal stick butter that you get in the U.S. is about 80%, and some of these European butters are 2% higher.
So we're importing and exporting butter, but it's not the same butter.
That's World Ag Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer. Now we switch gears and head out to the bunker silo to visit with Dr. Keith Bolson, the silage man, who, along with wife Ruthie, have formed the Keith Bolson Silage Safety Foundation, the nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting safe bunker silo and silage pile management so everyone gets home safe. Keith says, unfortunately, that is not always the case, and many tragic accidents can be prevented.
You know, we had an avalanche fatality just 2 months ago out in Colorado. You know, we're global with this safety foundation. We had just about a year ago this last July, we had a 9-year-old boy die in a silage avalanche from a 9-foot face of grass silage in the state of Minas Gerais in Brazil. And every time Ruthie and I leave home, we come back with either another tragic story or a near miss. And Bill, I was visiting with a young man who works for one of the inoculant companies, and he was telling me that just day before yesterday, his father had a near miss with silo gas in the chute of a tower silo.
I would think that you wouldn't want to be out there by yourself.
Number one, you don't want to be out there by yourself. I mean, the buddy rule saves lives. Yes, we never work around a bunker or pile by ourselves. And we have testimony after testimony of the buddy rule saving lives. So our safety foundation, we hope, is going to save a lot of lives and get a lot of people's attention focused back on silage safety on the farm.
It's a topic that people are interested in. You had standing room only for your presentation. And can you tell us about some of these other resources?
Well, the Safety Foundation became official in September. Our website's up and running at silagesafety.org. Our website has educational materials, videos, handouts, photos. We're continuing to add to that. We're available. The foundation is to come out to individual farms, dairies, feedlots, and help conduct silage safety programs, help them develop guidelines and protocols for safety. We're available for seminars, presentations, workshops. We hope to have down the road scholarships for victims. As I said, we are a nonprofit. We're in the business of saving lives, and we want to help the global silage industry.
Dairy operations on the farm, they have all this resources and help, but it's management.
It's management, it's attention to detail, it's keeping all of our employees safe. We get complacent, we get tired. Our new safety handbook, we're going to call it Silage Safety 101, will be available fairly soon. And, you know, there's things that we haven't had in some of our materials before, like drug and alcohol policies that we've kind of overlooked in the past. But we want to help the end user, dairy, feedlot, livestock operation, silage contractors, nutritionists, anybody involved in the silage industry in any capacity at the farm level. And the other thing we're really emphasizing in the handbook is children, because a lot of these tragedies involve children on the farm and innocent bystanders. And we're going to try to make people aware of what the dangers and hazards are. And a lot of it just involves common sense.
You're going your day-to-day operation. You're going in a million different directions. You don't really think about the sobering thought of 1 minute changes your life forever.
I used a classic example of a young man being run over by the rear tire of a forage harvester in his late 20s with a couple of children, and all at once, dad doesn't come home. So it changes lives forever. I used a personal example of my wife, Ruthie, when she lost her adult son in a preventable accident. And you know, Bill, I heard a safety expert, and he had investigated hundreds of fatalities in production agriculture, and he hadn't investigated one yet that was unavoidable. They're all avoidable.
And that's why Keith Bolson Silage Safety Foundation was formed, because we can avoid these accidents. The goal of your foundation is for everyone involved in a silage program on farms, dairies, feedlots, other livestock operations to return home to their family.
Yes, that's the bottom line message, Bill. Thank you very much.
That's the silage man, Keith Bolson. More details at silagesafety.org. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.